Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to take a moment and thank you for tuning into our podcast. If you like what you hear, and you really should, please leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts so that we can reach more people. Thank you so much. Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Julie, and we are so excited to dish and spill the tea with you today.
Okay, so The Only Murders in the Building season one finale just premiered last Tuesday, and we are all kinds of excited and not fine. I'm like, I need answers. This was so good. But before we get into that, we've had a couple weeks off from recording. You know, we gave ourselves a little vacay because we're the boss, you know?
That's right.
How was it for you?
I definitely needed 2 weeks off just to, you know, relax and clean my house and get laundry done and function as an adult. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
I also just dumbed my brain down with TV. I did not want to think about anything going on in the world whatsoever. So I was just like, Skarsgård marathon it is. We're going to make this happen.
You really can't go wrong with a Skarsgård marathon. You just can't. No. I mean, yeah. No.
It was perfect.
I celebrated my 11th wedding anniversary. We went to LA. I saw this restaurant Perch on your friend China's Instagram story. We went to that restaurant. Holy Moses. It was delicious. And we were there right at sunset and it was beautiful. And I had this baked brie appetizer. I know you hate talking about food, but I love talking about food. And I know you have to love me. So you're going to love this. Oh my gosh. It was so good. And just such a nice ambiance, like incredible overlooking LA. Yeah, definitely a much needed break from recording. Like you're saying, we're watching content, making notes and getting ready for the next episode. But I feel like when we give ourselves a break like that and we're just consuming content, like making notes and enjoying shows, why we started this podcast is because we love talking about, you know, shows and movies that we love. It's now we're ready to roll. We're refreshed. But yeah, it's nice being our own boss, right? We can give ourselves our own schedule. You know, we both have day jobs and other stuff going on. Definitely a much needed little reprieve, I would say.
Yes, absolutely.
So you don't go crazy. Okay, so The Only Murders in the Building finale aired last Tuesday, and holy moly, when you think of an epic finale, like it had all of the ingredients for an epic finale. The reveal was epic. The comedy was epic. And then the twists were epic. So we need to get into this. Folks who are listening, our listeners, dear podcast listeners, we are spilling tea. All day, we are spilling the tea right now. We're spoiling it. So if you have not seen the finale, turn on your TV, watch it, and then listen, because we have a lot to talk about here.
When we recorded the first Only Murders episode, we stopped at episode 7 because the rest hadn't finished airing yet.
Yeah.
The following episode, there was a key one-liner that I just like can't unhear anymore. It starts with Brazos is our safe word. And
yeah,
I was like, oh God, now I know what my dad's safe word is. Ah! This is. And I just think had we recorded this episode after that episode, we could have taken this in a completely different direction. I was just like, oh my gosh, now I can't unsee this. Oh, and it was, again, comedic gold.
Julie's dad has a striking resemblance to Steve Martin. So hearing the safe word and like feeling like it's coming from your dad is like,
I was like,
earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. And I was Mabel in the scene. We were like, oh, we are jumping right into that. Oh, okay. The way that he addressed, he's like, we made love last night. And I was like, oh no. Oh,
he's
no.
Like, did I mention we had sex? And he just kept saying it. Okay, 40-year-old virgin. I think they even called him that at one point. They even said that.
Right.
In this finale, we kind of figured out, okay, Jan's probably the murderer in episode 9. Okay. You know, the bassoon cleaner thing. But there were still some, it could have been somebody else.
There weren't enough context clues. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. My sister straight off the get-go called it.
And she thought it was Jan?
She was... Even after she got stabbed, she's like, yeah, the girlfriend's suspicious. And I thought Jan was dead. Like they ended it on such a, what was it, episode 9? Like the cliffhanger of her being stabbed. I was like, oh, can't be the girlfriend. She's dead. nay, nay.
Mm-mm. I did. Remember when we were talking on the phone, I was like, I think she stabbed herself, you know?
Yeah.
I really did. I was like, okay. And it was like in an area where it's like, she did it, even did it from the back. And I was like, well, she still could have done that. Like putting her hand behind her. Yeah. She was a little sus, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. My sister called it and I was just like, oh, really? Like I didn't get that vibe. I am impressed. My sister read the context clues that I did not pick up on and ran with it.
Yeah. Cause in the show, it's like, everybody's a suspect at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when they were all together and they're kind of trying to figure out who the murderer is and like, I don't know, episode 8 or something or whatever. And she's trying to lead them towards the guy with the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody listens to her. She stomps off and then gets herself stabbed. So it's like almost proving like she's trying to veer them off. It's not working. So she does something else that gets them off her trail. But then, you know, Oliver and Mabel, they're just this like great dynamic duo. And they are like a dog with a bone. They're like, there's evidence here. There's something fishy going on. There's, you know, and then they find the difference of like the trash bag handles and like,
mm-hmm.
And then when Charles is stunt double, she's like, this was a crime of passion. And they're like, oh, and they realize that it's like, okay, so he had a girlfriend, he was seeing somebody. And I loved the reveal of Jan being the murderer and how Charles doesn't sip the drink.
Exactly.
He's like, these are stage sips. But then it was like the napkin or whatever that he put up to his nose and that kind of like took him out, but it wasn't enough. But he was one step ahead with the drinks. But then you think that he's like screwed over because it was the handkerchief. But then he was still one step ahead because he was recording. He didn't even let on to his friends, to Oliver and Mabel, that he suspected her. Right. So he kept, he was like, okay, let's see what happens here. And he still recorded it. And then when he's being pushed around in the dog stroller, I just died. That was so funny.
I was like, great. Now I have to, in order to make this TikTok video with my dad, I need to get him a dog stroller.
Yeah. You're like, I am bowler hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just his face. Like Steve Martin is such an incredible actor. Like he does comedy like no one else. And like, he's just his face there. Like, I'm so out of it. And he's just being pushed around in this dog stroller. And then like the elevator musical chairs where like somebody's going up. They just missed the other person, then down and then up.
Him rolling into the elevator.
Yes.
I
could. So good.
So good. Let alone like, the conversation also that he had in his head of, I don't know, his monologue of him taking Jan out. That was just completely in his head.
Yeah. He just stands up and like saves the day. And then he's like, and then it flashes back to reality. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And you're just staring at him like with like a lot of pity and just like, oh, we're sorry for you.
We hope there's no brain damage. Please, please be alive after this. So the bigger question that I want to ask you is, who do you think killed Bunny?
I have so many questions. I mean, you kind of get the sense that things are being tied up too perfectly, albeit like Charles almost dies, but like Mabel even said, like, I feel like things aren't finished. Like something's happening. And then they get that text, like get out of the building now, but it's not from anyone they know. And I'm like, okay, I have so many questions. I don't remember who said it to Bunny earlier in the episode, but it's like almost like right, the scene right before where I think maybe it was Mabel. How does it feel to be the most hated person in the building?
Yeah.
So that makes everyone a suspect, right? It's like anyone, everyone hated her.
I ran this scenario by my sister.
Okay, what'd she say?
I don't even, where can they take season 2? They have to like prove them innocent. How do you do this? And I was like, who do you think killed Bunny? And her immediate answer was because of the sweatshirt. She thinks it's somebody from their fan group.
Well, remember Oliver was trying to sell the sweatshirts in that one building meeting.
Yeah.
So anybody could have bought it. Anybody could have taken it. It could have been a fan, but like offered them for sale during that meeting. So everybody saw that they had them.
Everybody, like when they were walking Mabel, Oliver, and Charles out of the building, the fans, the immediate fans that were, you know, holding up all the signs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
They were all wearing those sweatshirts. Bunny was wearing the same sweatshirt. So I'm thinking one of the fans did it. They have Oliver's number to text him. Because they didn't recognize
the
number.
That's true.
So they're just really good thought. Adding, they want to be a part of the podcast so bad that they're willing to be a murder suspect.
Oh my gosh. Yes, totally.
Right?
They're fanatical. That's what fan is for. Yeah.
They did a whole monologue on how excited they were to be fans of this podcast. That sequence where they just show the fans' perspective of it. they didn't do that for funsies. There's purpose behind it to set up season two.
So I know some people might suspect Cinda Canning, you know, the very like,
oh yeah.
But I think that's too obvious.
Right.
Because yes, she's a ruthless like businesswoman and she's taking the only murders in the, whatever they called it, something new.
Only murderers.
Only murderers in the building. Yeah, she changed it. I can't see her having a motive to kill Bunny. Whereas your sister's theory, the fans do have a motive to kill Bunny because Bunny was going to kick them all out of the building.
Right.
So where does the podcast go? If it's only murders in the building, they don't live in the building.
Right. You know?
And like their fans are going to hate who hates them. Right.
Yep.
So that's a really good theory.
Yeah. Madeline for the win, man.
Yeah. Go Madeline. I mean, the ending was so epic. They're all three leaving in handcuffs. And then like, just everybody's like disappointed and disgusted faces. Like, oh, we knew this was going to happen. Like, but I have a feeling they'll start it off where they're getting out, like they're not getting out of jail, but like,
there's enough evidence to not convict
to prove them. That it wasn't them. And perhaps we'll see Mabel in jail as they're like talking to her, and maybe they'll do podcasts through like the phone of like, you know, while she's in jail for a little bit. I think she'll get out, you know, possibly use the same lawyer that her boyfriend, I can't remember his name right now, used to clear his name or whatever. That's
Oscar.
Oscar. Tie-dye guy. So I cannot wait for season two. And it was renewed like a whole month before the finale even aired.
Yep.
It was the most watched comedy premiere in Hulu history. Did you know that?
And that's a huge deal.
Yeah. And this is a Hulu original.
Yeah.
So Hulu is killing the game right now. I mean,
killing it.
Yeah. I mean, I just thoroughly enjoyed this show from just start to finish. I mean, we talked about this on our episode. I think it was episode 25. Just the costume design, the comedy, the storytelling, the backstories, like the buildup. It was just such a solid show. And I don't know if I've enjoyed a show this much. I typically love like historical fiction, but this wasn't. You know, and I do love mysteries. Man, it's an instant classic show. And now it is time for the Fangirl Spotlight of the Week. We love sharing and supporting small businesses. We use the Fangirl Spotlight of the Week to do just that. We give a free 30 to 60 second ad spot on our podcast for a simple social media exchange. It's basically we share and you share us during the week that your ad runs in our episode. As you know, we are also a small business, but we are part of the rapidly expanding Believe Podcast Network with over 400 podcasts and millions of listeners. We want to shine a spotlight on your business, so email us for info at thefangirlspodcast@yahoo.com. The Fangirls Podcast is now on Etsy. Our shop has a variety of original custom-made fandom-inspired artwork in digital download form. We are offering 10% off our Etsy store with the code FANGIRL. The link to our store and all the info will be in the show notes.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast to hear all of our latest episodes.
We want to answer your burning questions, so give us a follow on Instagram at the Fangirls Podcast and Twitter at @the_fan_girls, and like our community page on Facebook to join the conversation. See you next time.
See you next time. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: Hulu, or any of the cast from Only Murders in the Building.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.